It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Whether you're traveling by plane, train, or automobile, sometimes the journey is more fun than the destination. Here to look at various modes of transportation is Elaine LaBaume, a contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City. She tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks, Paul.
Okay, New Girl, we're kicking off the summer travel season with some rules of the road. There are a lot of ways to get from point A to point B, some of which we may not have heard of, right?
Well, unless you're very plugged in, I think you're going to be surprised by some of the things I want to talk about today. What I will start by saying is that certainly you can fly to your destination to start your summer vacation, but I'm going to advise against it. Plane travel this summer is quite expensive already, and you can expect flights to be very, very crowded. So I think that there are many better options out there. Granted, if you're flying to Europe, Hawaii, Caribbean, you got to fly. But if you're sticking to the lower 48, think car, bus, or train, and lots of good possibilities with all of them.
Train travel. I'm a romantic when it comes to train travel, and apparently it's not just a relic of the past.
Absolutely not. Amtrak is going great guns these days. They've got lots of terrific connections through the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic. It's inexpensive. It is relatively inexpensive. When compared to plane travel, without doubt.
Good to know.
The trains are comfortable. A lot of them now have Wi-Fi. If you're going along that northeastern Mid-Atlantic corridor, you've got the Acela Express, which is the fastest train that we've got in these parts. It's a very quick journey. Another train I would suggest, and I'm well acquainted with it because I spent so many years in the West, but it's called the California Zephyr, and it departs daily from Chicago, goes all the way out to San Francisco. It's, a 2-3 day ride? I think just a little over a couple days. Gets you through the Rockies, the Sierra Nevada. I mean, this is the quintessential sort of romantic train journey. It's the best we have of it in the U.S. Sure, if you're in Europe, you can take fabulous train journeys. But here in the U.S., the California Zephyr is the way to go. And I recommend it. Like you said, the journey really is the destination. That's a great journey.
Fun. If we're going to pack up the car and go, what should we know?
Well, the first thing you need to know is that you have to plan. How much driving are you going to be doing? Where are you going to spend the night along the way? Again, this is summer vacation season. Over the years, I certainly learned that you don't show up at any town, if at all possible, without a hotel or motel reservation, because you don't know when Podunk, Idaho is going to have a convention going on. So you know what your stops are along the way and you're ready. You can crowdsource things these days very easily online in terms of TripAdvisor, hotels.com, so that you know that your roadside stops are going to be good ones. A couple of thoughts for the car. We signed up for SiriusXM Radio in the car a couple of years ago, and that has made our road tripping so much more pleasant. You can get all kinds of channels, 800-900 channels, sports events from all over the country. So wherever you are, you've got those buckos you can listen to this summer.
Good.
I also recommend car chargers for the phone, because a lot of us now are using our smartphone GPS to get from point A to point B. And those apps, whether it's Siri on the iPhone, Google's Gigi, they suck up so much juice. Your battery will be gone in no time. You need to have a car charger for your phone so that you can get from point A to point B. And I will say that many years ago, on a road trip every summer, we'd go from Connecticut to Florida to visit the grandparents. But one year, the car broke down in Virginia Beach, and we had to spend 3 days there. And it was so serendipitous, because I'm sure that was the best part of the trip that year and every year after. So account for serendipity. If something goes wrong, be okay with it. You know, be Zen grasshopper and just see what life brings you. Make some lemonade out of those lemons.
These adventures just seem to find you, Elaine LaBaume.
I'm a magnet for them. I agree.
Elaine is our travel correspondent here on Essential Pittsburgh. It's 90.5 WESA. All right, we got to talk road food here. I hear you're something of an expert.
Goodness me.
Should come as no surprise to anybody.
Let me tell you, I'll start by saying that you've got to get way past the concept of thinking that road trips mean McDonald's or Taco Bell. They absolutely do not.
That's part of your everyday life. You think when you get on the road, you want to do something different, don't you?
And you should, but you'd be surprised how many people don't. What I'm going to say is go to roadfood.com. This is a book that was written by Jane and Michael Stern, who wrote for the New York Times for many years ago. And the paper guide guidebook is now online, and it really is the go-to source for road food. Years ago, I read about this place called Doe's Eat Place in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's where Bill Clinton used to have his hamburgers in his Bubba years. And on a cross-country trip about 5 years ago, I finally got to Doe's Eat Place, and that was one of the best burgers I have ever had.
Bill knows his food.
He knew his burgers. Let me tell you, it was greasy and goopy and awesome. Another great example, found a place called Wiley's Championship Barbecue in Savannah, Georgia on a road trip. And I remember walking in there and thinking, why is everybody eating this messy nacho plate when they could be having, you know, barbecue on the bone? So I decided to order one. That is still one of the best meals of my life. When we're in Northern Florida here soon, we are going to make a point of driving over to Savannah just so we can have Wiley's Redneck Nachos. So you can make so many great discoveries. Searching roadfood.com, even searching Yelp for great possibilities to eat on the road. Don't hesitate to go 10, 15 miles out of your way to get to a great food place. 1 year, found something in the mountains of West Virginia for barbecue, and there was a fiddler's convention going on. There you go. Made my point.
Oh, you're making me hungry. All right. Well, we've been putting this off, but if you have to fly this summer, what tips can you offer to make it as painless as possible?
Well, what I would say is book early. I mean, I know that already tickets, say, from Florida to Pittsburgh are close to $500 because my sister bought one just last week. Get to the airport early. You know, think about having your boarding pass and small carry-ons, if at all possible. But, I should just mention this as well. Certainly, you can fly if you have to, but another thing that you should consider is the bus. We've got a couple of great bus options now east of the Mississippi. You've got Megabus that goes throughout the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, Midwest. They say that you can book a ticket for $3 each way. I don't know anyone who's yet scored a ticket for $3, but you can get a ticket for an 8 to 10 hour bus ride for about $30 each way. And the buses are double decker, brand new, comfortable,
wow,
free Wi-Fi. People should absolutely jump on the Megabus this summer. And, you know, from Pittsburgh, you can get to New York, D.C., Philadelphia, Chicago, and probably about 30 stops in between. So if you have to fly, fly. But if you don't have to, think about Megabus, then there's also Bolt Bus, which is operated by Greyhound, which emanates out of New York, but they've got terrific speedy service to D.C., Baltimore, Philly, and Boston.
And it sounds cheaper than driving.
Absolutely is. And you know what? It's stress-free. You're there with your friends, your family. You're on your Wi-Fi. You're talking. You're playing cards. You're playing Geography, the best car game ever. So, nothing but options.
Fun for sure. Elaine LaBaume, our travel correspondent, tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine, as always, thank you for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. We welcome your comments and story ideas at ESSPGH@WESA.FM. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.